Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm sitting in with Olivia Varnson today, who works with Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, doing a lot of research behind the scenes. So it's great to have you sitting in with me today, Olivia. We're talking about New Mexico, which is a great state to visit because there's so much to see and do there.
And it's great to hear some of your on-site research coming back from a really great trip, it sounds like.
It was a great trip, and I want to jump back in and share with everyone my conversation with Melvin Juanico, Operations Manager at Sky City Acoma Pueblo.
We welcome all our guests who visit with us here at Acoma Pueblo, Sky City. The reason it's identified as Sky City because the old village sits atop a mesa, 370 feet above desert floor. Acoma Pueblo is considered to be the oldest continuously inhabited community in North America dating back to 1100 AD. So it's all about living in rich history altogether. Pretty much every household is occupied throughout the year with tribal members, certain occasions that take place. But throughout the year, there's an average of about 7 to 8 families that, with a household of 5 members that live up there year round. Yes, we have other villages to the north of here, about 16 miles. The other villages are known as McCarty's, Acomita, Anzac. And with those areas, there is the convenience, of course, with electricity and running water, or closer for the schools for students to attend. Here on the Mesa Top at Acoma, there is no electricity, there is no running water. So again, we live the old traditional way with Coleman or oil lanterns for lighting, and of course we haul our own water with containers, barrels to the Mesa Top for usage for cooking and drinking.
That's amazing. So you really have to be committed in this modern day time where there's so many conveniences around. Must be very important then for them to live on this particular land. So tell me, how important is land and place to the people who continue to live here, and as well as the people who come and visit throughout the year?
Because we are identified as spiritual people here at Acoma, we also are known to be very welcoming to all that come on our lands. But most importantly, we go back to our ancestors who first migrated or situated here in the area. So it's really considered to be a sacred site for us as Acoma people. It also goes back to how we practice our culture, our tradition, speaking the Acoma native language as well as the different practices. And so we encourage our young children to learn the Acoma language. It becomes more and more difficult from time to time, not just Acoma, but also other Pueblos and also other tribes that also have that concern. But the whole idea is that we as Acoma people preserve our culture, our tradition, our language. So that's what makes it so unique altogether, even today and for our future generations.
Well, you're so right about that. I mean, when you can stay on your ancestral land, you are much more likely to be able to preserve that culture. Yeah. And language is such a part of that. So as you say that, though, I do wonder, though, in this day and time, I mean, there's so much that pulls people into, I guess, what is the now generation of electronics and, you know, social media and all of those things. Is there difficulty getting the young people to adopt or to at least continue the traditions of the Acoma?
Yes, very much so. With today's technology, we see a lot of our younger generation, of course, utilizing computers, even on their phones, possibly playing games. The true matter of it is that we as elders basically make that as a priority for our Acoma kids, our children, to assure that tradition comes first before. We do encourage our children to get out there and get a good education. But again, don't forget where you come from, who you are as Acoma people, as Native Americans. So steps that we're taking, of course, are we're hosting different classes speaking the Acoma language to our younger generation. But most importantly, it's stressed that it be taught in the family home. And that's where it starts. It's in the family home from day one for our younger generation. Because without the Acoma language, the Native American language, the practice, the prayer, is not fully there, as well as being able to identify that's how it's been done in the past generations.
How do they see your culture manifest itself? How can we see it as visitors here?
Okay, when you come to Acoma, we always encourage people to take a guided tour. All our tour guides basically are have a script that they go by. And again, it's all based on history. Now, once a guest gets the full experience of the history that has we've survived for many years, going through different types of battle or war, but now it's a peaceful area where all that is in the past. Now, for anyone to come in and to really absorb that information in, it gives everyone a better understanding of how we survived in the years past and how we continue to progress in the future with our culture, our tradition. We do have certain occasions where we have dances that take place or celebrations. Our biggest event is September 2nd in honor of our patron saint inside the San Esteban del Rey Mission Church, which is in honor of Saint Stephen. And we encourage and invite everyone and anyone to come up and celebrate the feast day with us. And so they get to see the dances that take place, which is part of our tradition, part of our culture. We also invite at that time people to come into our family homes to enjoy a nice hearty feast day meal. So, but it's only on certain occasions that we allow our guests or visitors to experience that. Again, going back to the sacredness of who we are, it's not just every day that we allow people to come into our family homes. Mm-hmm. So those certain times that those festivities take place is when we encourage people to be a part of us, if you will. Mm-hmm. But again, as far as the sacredness, the religious cultural practices, we do not put that information out because it is very meaningful to us and, mm-hmm. and to the superiors in the spirit world, and that's how we generate from year to year as far as identifying not only to our own people but to the general public, and the people out there really respect that, mm-hmm. and they always give us feedback saying that you are very strongfold with your culture and your tradition. Yes. Yes, we do have our very own website. It's www.AkamaSkyCity.org. And there you'll find a lot of information as far as who we are, how to get here, what the admission packages are. We do offer, as part of our admission package for our guests, the full guided tour of the village on the Mesa Top. It is a walking guided tour. We also offer admissions into our Haku Museum. Now, the word Haku in our own language means a place prepared. Haku is actually the word for Akama in the English version. Mm-hmm. But in our native tongue, that's how we identify ourselves as Haku or Akama. Mm-hmm. Also inclusive is then a camera permit, which allows our guests to take still image photography. There's so much beauty in our mm-hmm. area, the scenery, the rock formations, the different colors. And again, just depending on the time of day, there's just different color settings that take place. Here at the Sky City Cultural Center and Haku Museum is the welcome center for all our guests. And we also offer catered meals. We offer a group discount rates for groups of 15 or more. So there are a lot of incentives that are available. We also have our the hearty meals that we offer. We're known for our chili stews, which is the red beef pozole chili stew and the green chili pork stew. Mm. Highlights with the freshly baked oven bread, also mm-hmm. known as horno bread. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have a calf gift shop as well with unique gift items, souvenirs as well. But the highlight really, of course, is being able to experience the tour itself and just the beautiness that we have to share with everyone that comes to visit with us as Native Americans. Yes. But because we're a sovereign nation now, all the different property that we have available for our own Akama people, the difference between our property or any Native American property is that we have full authority to allow folks to be in certain areas, mm-hmm. in certain locations, because there's a lot of sacredness and sacred mm-hmm. sites in the area. I appreciate having this opportunity to express what we offer as Akama people. I encourage everyone to take that time and opportunity to bring family, friends, and get the ultimate experience of Akama Pueblo. We also have close by, right off Interstate 40, exit 102, our very own Sky City Casino, hotel, restaurant, travel center. And so that's our, you know, conveniences for our guests as well. So, but again, in my own Akama language, I would just like to say tawa'e. Tawa'e means thank you for this time. Yes.
Amazing. You must go for your firsthand view. Coming up next is Quarter Miles as Travel Bags with Anita and Friends continues.